Hi, faculty. Last year, I talked with Professor Mari Crabtree about the African-American Film Festival she was directing on the theme of Afrofuturism. We were able to talk about Blade, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Pumzi, and Black Panther. This year, I get to speak with Professor Anthony Green of African-American Studies in the Department of Sociology. He is this year's organizer, and he and his team have put together an incredible selection of films that share the theme race, religion, and resistance. These films are Birth of a Nation, Father's Kingdom, Daughters of the Dust, and Malcolm X. The films are scheduled for each Monday in February in the Education Center, room 118. They start at 6 p.m. and are followed by a discussion led by faculty. Soft drinks and refreshments are available.
So every year in May, so after the end of the semester, right before graduation, we have our annual programming meeting. That's where we bring in, affiliate faculty members from across campus, and we brainstorm about the upcoming academic year regarding programming. What we want to do, what our affiliates are doing, and how we can kind of collaborate, make sure that we're not, replicating some things. Mm-hmm. And so last year, at our programming meeting, it for whatever reason it just dawned on me to address religion and how religion has been used as the backdrop for a lot of resistance movements. And so I came up with the idea of race, religion, and resistance, and everybody fell in love with that. And so when it came up with so we began coming up with ideas for, speaker series, programs, and other events. And so when it came time to discuss the film festival, it was just a natural byproduct of thinking what films that we could use to kind of symbolize this theme. And for myself, I automatically knew that Malcolm X and Birth of a Nation would be my suggestions. And fortunately for me, most people agreed. Other people chimed in and threw out some different names. Matthew Kressler in Religious Studies, he came up with Father's Kingdom. I wasn't familiar with it at the time. And so he kind of gave us, a little quick summary of what it was about. And we thought that would be great. Father's Kingdom, the individual who is the focal point, can be described somewhat as the predecessor to MLK.
Okay.
In terms of having a massive following, but being very charismatic, being very intelligent in the way he, spoke, and that just drew people to him. So I wouldn't say that he's equivalent to Martin Luther King, but in terms of his presence. Mm-hmm. And so we thought that would be a good choice. And the director, Camila Martin, she immediately said, we have to show Daughters of the Dust with Julie Dash. And again, because of the location, because of the significance of the Gullah culture and how that was rooted in African spirituality, and it was used as a form to retain some level of their Africanness, to resist, the conformity of American mainstream norms and values, and religion was at the core of that. So I believe it was probably 5 or 6 films altogether that were thrown out, but it was a collective agreement of all these films when we decided on the 4.
Yeah. Would you say that religion provided these peoples with a way of creating a self-identity or retaining something of a self-identity? Is that what?
Well, yeah. I would argue, especially dealing with enslaved rebellions, most of, if not all, to my recollection, most of the leaders who would be identified as the leaders of creating or establishing or putting forth the idea mm-hmm. of rebellion all utilize the Bible mm-hmm. in terms of their justification for fighting back against this institution, fighting back against the brutality. But at the same time, I think for a lot of African Americans, even during enslavement, Reconstruction, Jim Crow, and civil rights, religion has always been a place of solace for African Americans. And despite the oppression, despite the legalized segregation, despite, you know, all of the brutality that was experienced, religion, you know, whether you support it or disagree with the state of Christianity being, right, you know, the slave master's version of Christianity, Black people have always utilized religion as this place of solace. But the reasons why I thought about religion as a form of resistance, because in history, religion has always been used to resist, even with Martin Luther King. Like, people tend to think because of his nonviolent approach that it wasn't to resist oppression. Yeah, his nonviolent approach was based on Christian principles, but it wasn't to accept the status quo of being second-class citizens. And Malcolm X, you know, many people understand that disparity between Malcolm X, and not disparity, excuse me, the difference between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. But he, too, felt that, you know, religion was the cornerstone for freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of education, religion was really going to be, you know, what set Black people apart from this racist institution called America. So, I find it very intriguing how even to this day people still have that same argument about the role of religion. You know, current movements like Black Lives Matter made a clear statement in the early days of its organization that they didn't want to be affiliated with any religious institution, religious church, or religious denomination, whereas other movements have been still rooted in the tradition of protests that you meet at churches, that you organize, and all those types of things. So we still have this, you know, this balancing act of how religion is used in Black America. Mm-hmm.
What do you want participants to get from the film festival?
Well, each film oftentimes generates different, you know, feedback. I think overall what we like to do is to provide opportunities for, you know, students, community members, because it's open to the community. I didn't say that. It's free and open to the community. To have open dialogue about the ways in which, whatever the theme is, like we've had Afrofuturism, we've had Black love, and just to have the conversation that sometimes are not had in a larger space like on a college campus. And I think sometimes we as professors get into this mode of, I want you to learn this. So we get into this mode of lecturing, then we, you know, create dialogue and ask questions. But I think this provides an opportunity for students to kind of break away from the confines of feeling like they're in a class, and they may not want to get, you know, so involved and engaged. But going to see a movie, eating some popcorn, you know, having some, you know, some drinks as soft drinks. Soft drinks. And then, you know, it's very informal. A lot of times it's the post-film discussion is one question that leads to, you know, various comments. I do remember, for example, the popular film that was out was the film Get Out by Jordan Peele. And that was the last film of the series. And it was the most attended. It was probably 60 people there. And I asked a question about symbolism. Like, what symbolism did you see in the film? And that led to like a 45-minute discussion of what people saw, but also what people missed. And so when I talked about the things that people miss, and started tying it into the symbolism, and so it just went into another, you know, stratosphere of conversation. So I'm hoping some of that comes out of this.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land.
for example, not to give too much away, in the film Birth of a Nation, to me, the most, I guess I shouldn't talk about it.
Spoiler alert?
Yeah, it's a spoiler alert, I'm sorry. The most powerful scene is Nat Turner's character, Nate Parker, who plays Nat Turner, is face-to-face with this white Southern preacher. And they go back and forth reciting the Bible. And the white Southern preacher, who believed in the institution of slavery, reciting the Bible based on what the slave should be to the master. Whereas Nat Turner was reciting the Bible about rebellion. And so there's like a 2-minute window where they're going back and forth. So here's this one, you know, one book that both are well versed in. And you see the clear difference in interpretation of scripture.
Yeah.
And so to me, that was a very, very powerful. And I'm hoping people capture that. And that becomes a part of the dialogue. How we can manipulate and interpret, misinterpret and interpret the Bible the way in which we want to, or just facts and data overall, mm-hmm. right? And how we can get, we do it to support our already, you know, uniform belief system. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, that is one of the most powerful scenes.
Who is going to be leading the discussion for each of the films?
I'm going to do Birth of a Nation post-discussion, and I'm going to lead the Father's Kingdom post-discussion of Birth of a Nation. Dr. Camila Martin will lead the discussion of Daughters of the Dust, and Matthew Kressler will lead the discussion of Malcolm X. But it's likely that myself or Dr. Martin would, or Dr. Kressler would be at all of them. Mm-hmm. So even though we may lead the discussion, we won't be the only professors there to engage in conversation.
Yeah. Fascinating. I hope it goes really well.
I do too. I do too. So please put this out. Let people know. We have flyers up around campus. We have support from many offices on campus. So if you don't see it or hear from me, you can contact Office of Institutional Diversity, Kenyatta Grimmage in Admissions, Multicultural Student Programs and Services. So we have our flyers in those different places, and they can always tell you to contact myself for more information.
This podcast is a production of the Teaching and Learning team at the College of Charleston. Special thanks to Professor Anthony Green, and best of luck with the festival. May every seat be filled. You can find previous podcasts on my College of Charleston website. Thank you for listening.